That helps. Okay.
Is it working?
There we go. Wait, what happened?
Do you need batteries?
No, I have 72%.
Okay.
My name is History 16. I am 13 years old. Today's date is the 17th of July, and I'm speaking with my grandfather, Bruno. And we are recording in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. When you were drafted, were you drafted, or when did you enlist?
I was drafted.
Okay, so when were you drafted? What year?
1943.
Where were you drafted?
I was in Chicago.
We're in Chicago.
What did you remember about the day that you were drafted?
Not really.
Not really that much?
Just that I'd gotten the notice that I should report for the draft board.
How did you tell your family and friends that you were being drafted into the military?
I didn't. They just found out about it.
You didn't tell them at all?
No.
They found out?
It's a process. They send you a notice, and then you go to report for the service then.
Let's see. If you, did you get to choose your branch of service?
No. They pigeonhole everybody.
How did you imagine military life before you were drafted?
The what?
Did you think that life as a military person was going to be easy or hard?
I assumed it would be difficult getting adjusted.
Did you think it might have been did you think that it might have been easier as for like a life than just being a military person instead of not being one?
I didn't understand that.
Did you think it would be easier to be a military person or not?
Easier to be a military person?
Did you think that it would be easy to be a military person or be easy being just a regular person not in the military?
Well, you got a lot more restrictions when you're in the military. You got rules and regulations that you don't have in regular life.
How was being in the service changed?
What?
How was your service in the military changed you?
Oh, I got a lot of injuries that I'm living with right now.
Can you describe that?
Can you tell us what injuries that you're living with right now?
Oh, broken bones and just kind of beat up a little bit, that's all.
Can you name some of the broken bones that you have? Like, have you broken your wrist, your legs, your back, your neck?
Well, I don't know how to classify them, but I have a lot of aches and pains that come with injuries now. I don't know which ones are broken bones or which ones are just whatever.
What are the some things that you remember about adapting to military life?
Things to remember?
Yeah.
What should I remember for that?
Did you find it difficult to adapt into the rules and regulations that you had to follow?
No.
Okay. Where did you serve during the war?
What did what?
During World War II, where did you serve?
Well, I was with the 871st Chemical Company, which was formed when they thought that the Germans were going to use gas. And when we were shipped out, we were shipped overseas, I was tied with the Air Force, was supposedly using chemical retaliation to whatever the Germans would do.
So, did you serve anywhere else? Were you on the ground anywhere?
Was I in the ground?
Were you in a country like fighting on the ground, like?
We're based in England. Tied the 8th Air Force, and we would load high explosives and that in the planes. And supposedly, if it came to that, we would be putting chemicals instead of explosives in there. Mm.
How did you tell your family and friends that you had to go across the sea?
We called around, told anybody.
So you didn't tell anybody that you were going to England?
I didn't know where I was going to go when I got in the service. When I got in the service, that's all I knew was going to do. I was going to go in the service. And then they determine where you go from there.
Were you able to contact your family and tell them that you were going to have to leave to go to England?
I don't really remember.
Did you stay in touch with your family and friends back home?
I think so.
Did you use paper and pencils writing letters, or did you, were there phones back then? Something like that? I don't really know. Did you write to them?
I don't think I did much writing, really.
What were some things that you remember about the war that really stand out?
What do I remember what?
About the war that really stand out.
Well, the only countries I had was England and Scotland and Ireland and being tied with the Air Force. I was in England most of the time.
Okay. Can you describe what it felt like when you came back home from World War II? Were you happy, excited? sad, angry.
Well, I had a few, disabilities at the time, so I wasn't too happy, really.
So, what were the disabilities? Do you remember what the disabilities was?
I don't know. You'd have to look at my record.
Okay. Let's see. Do you remember anybody from your service that, like friends that you had in the military?
Do I remember what?
Any friends that you had in the military?
Yeah.
Can you name who they were?
Oh.
Or at least one of them.
That's a long time ago.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
96?
Yeah, you're 96 years old.
23. Oh, 96, yeah.
I'm still going strong. I know most people who are in their 30s that can barely walk a straight line. So, do you think that the military... it has helped you live this long?
Beg pardon?
Has the military kind of affected you and how far you have lived?
Has it affected me?
Yeah, has it had a good influence, a bad influence, mutual influence?
I don't know, all the aches and pains I got, I'd say not a good influence at all.
Has a bomb ever blew up while you were working?
Beg pardon?
Has a bomb ever blew up while you were working?
No, it blew up on another revetment on the field there prior to the accident that I had. But that didn't affect me.
What was the accident?
Huh?
What was the accident that you had after the bomb?
We had an alert to load the planes for a bombing raid on Germany, and I think. I must have got knocked off of the trailer that we're going to load for the bombs, and I hit my head, and I wound up in the hospital.
How long do you think you were in the hospital?
I don't know. They had to stitch me up, and then I had to recoup. I don't know how long I was in the hospital, but from there, I might have gone home in a hospital ship too. So it might have been a long time.
Do you remember anything about the hospital that you were in?
What's to know about a hospital? kind of highlights are you looking for?
Well, did you have anything that was scary that happened to you or your friends that you saw?
In the hospital?
Anywhere. It could be while you were working, while you were in the hospital. Did your friends come to visit you in the hospital?
I didn't understand that question.
Did your friends come to visit you in the hospital?
I don't think I was in the hospital that long before I was on a ship heading back to the States.
Well, thank you, Grandpa. That was very informing. Thank you very much.